amor, meu amor, meu amor, meu amor. You are holy.
You are holy.
You are holy.
You are holy.
Adonai.
Adonai.
Holy God.
Holy God.
Adonai.
Adonai.
Holy God.
Holy.
Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Because you are God. In you we live. In you we move. In you we have our being. Thank you for the privilege of knowing you. Thank you for the privilege of relationship. Thank you for all your children here tonight and those connected on Dunamis Television, connected across the world, connected in all our locations tonight. We ask that not one person will live here the same way they have come. In the name of Jesus, speak to us. Do something tangible in somebody's life. Be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Everyone who is excited to be here tonight, say amen. You believe that this is the day the Lord has made, and you will rejoice and be glad in today. Say a louder amen. You believe that you are not living here the same way you have come. Shout the loudest amen. Very, very quickly tonight, we will deal on the subject of faith still, which is the subject for the month. I had thought that we'll branch into the issues of Easter today, but we may look at that on Friday. Tonight, it is faith and prayer. The connection, understanding the connection between faith and prayer. That is our objective tonight. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. It said, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe. Pray, believe. That is prayer and faith. James chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. But let him ask in faith. I want to say by way of introduction that we serve a prayer-answering God. Prayer-answering God, you are worthy of praise. You deserve my praise. You are worthy of praise.
You deserve my praise.
Prayer-answering God,
you are worthy of praise.
Oh Lord,
you deserve my praise.
It's a prayer answering God. Psalm 65, verse 2. He said, O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. O thou that hearest prayer. He does not only hear prayer. He answers prayers. According to Jeremiah chapter 33 and in verse 3. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knewest not. Call unto me and I will answer you and I will show you great things. Mighty things which you didn't know before. Psalm 18 and in verse 3.
I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock, and let the rock of my salvation be exalted.
I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so he will hear me and save me from my enemy. So we serve a prayer answering God. John chapter 16 and in verse 24. John 16. He said, hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Matthew chapter 7, and in verse 7, he said, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. The Lord bless his word in the name of Jesus. And then Hebrews chapter 4 and in verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Every scripture here shows that God is a prayer answering God. But there is a second issue. As eager as God is to hear and answer prayers, not many people see answer to their prayers. God is eager to hear, and God is eager to answer prayers. But not many people see answer to their prayers. Not many see the answer to their prayers. Why? Among other things, there is the challenge of faith. The faith component of prayer. What has faith got to do with prayer? That's where the message is tonight. What has faith got to do with prayer? Number one, faith involves the knowledge and understanding of the reality and reliability of God. It involves the knowledge and the understanding of the reality and reliability of God. That God is real and God is reliable. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to him must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, at the place of prayer, while you pray, it must be clear that God is real. At the place of prayer, it must be clear that God is reliable, that God is real, and that God is reliable. Number two, faith involves the revelation of the Word of God. That is, understanding God's dealings and operations in Bible days. Again, faith involves the revelation of the Word of God, and that is understanding God's dealings and operations in Bible days. You are aware of what God has done before. In Romans chapter 10, verse 8, it says, the word, but what said it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32, all the way to verse 34. He said, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32 to verse 34. Hebrews 11, he said, time will fail me through faith. Time will fail me. Hebrews 11, 32 to 34. He says, time will fail to tell of Gideon, of Barak, Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms. They wrought righteousness. They stopped the mouth of lion. They quenched the violence of the fire. They escaped the edge of the sword through faith. So at the place of prayer, when you pray in faith, you are aware that you are not dealing with a God who has not done it before. A.A. Allen said, we know what God can do because we know what he did. If we are aware of what God did before, we can be convinced of what he will do now. So faith involves an understanding of the reality and the reliability of the Almighty. God is real, God is reliable. Faith involves the revelation of the Word of God, his dealings and operations in Bible days. Somebody say aloud, amen. So you come praying. Yesterday, I saw a young man who was brought into the service. Maybe the ICT will have the clip of that young man. Mother and father, or a man and his mother, held him while he could barely walk. They held him to come. When, in the course of a healing service yesterday, the power of God touched him, and they didn't need to hold him anymore. He could walk out by himself like this. That was the testimony he came out to testify about. But my heart flamed, and I laid hands on him, and violently he stood up and ran up this altar and ran everywhere. I told somebody who was so shocked about that miracle. I said that was A.A. Allen operation. If you ever watched or you ever got to know about the healing revival. So, faith happens when you know what God has done before. In Bible days, in history. And you pray from the point of view that God has done this and that before. And he will do it again. That was how that young man came. Whole body vibrating. Spastic paralysis. And then, before now, he went too fast. And then, he came out after prayers and was able to walk by himself without support anymore. That was the healing he came to testify about. But faith said that was not enough. Faith said he needed to be complete. And then the prayer was prayed for him. He was on the floor. Power rushed through his legs. When he jacked up, moved him. That's right. That was faith at work. Fire. Mother is on the floor. He's on his way to the altar. Do you remember how he came at all? Are you just sitting and looking like that? God is giving somebody a turnaround miracle tonight. He's giving you a change of story tonight. Every paralysis, that's right. Everything paralyzed or crippled in your life, tonight that paralytic condition is over. Business paralysis, marital paralysis, financial paralysis, destiny paralysis, career paralysis is over tonight. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hand and tell somebody by yourself, tell them something is moving in your life tonight. Something that was not moving shall move tonight. Something that was not moving shall move tonight. Give the Lord a praise as you take your seat. Hallelujah. It involves understanding what God did before so we can know what he will do. Now, number three, faith involves the knowledge and understanding of the will of God regarding particular situations. It involves the knowledge and the understanding of the will of God regarding particular situations. That is, you are praying,
You are not guessing. You know God wants you healed. You know it's the will of God to be delivered. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, it says that the knowledge of the will of God brings confidence. This is the confidence that we have in Him. That if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And we know, and if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. We have the petitions that we desired of Him. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered, 3 John verse 2. So you are locating scriptures that show you what God wants for you. And so your prayer is based not just on what you need, but what God wills for your life. It's not just that you need it. It is that you know that God wills it for your life. God wants you to be well. God wants you to be free. God wants you to be established. God wants you to have supplies. God wants you to be married. God wants you to have children. He said, be fruitful and multiply. So, the deeper the knowledge of God's will you have, the stronger the realm of faith you operate. The deeper the knowledge of the will of God you have, the stronger the dimension of faith you will operate in. And the stronger will be the force of your prayer. The deeper your knowledge of God's will, the stronger the dimension of faith you operate in, and the stronger the force of your prayer. You know, prayer has different levels of force. Hallelujah. There are times even God will reveal His will to you in the revelation of the night. Like this sight, God showed it in the dream, in the vision of the night, revelation of the night. And I sent the young man to go to the airport road on so-and-so side and look for the land for the church. So when the will of God is known, prayer ceases to be a struggle. When the will of God is known, faith is no longer an issue. So it's very, very important. So what does it mean to pray in faith? It means you are praying with the understanding that God is real. You are praying with an understanding of what God has done before, and you are praying with an understanding of the will of God. Number four, faith involves praying with conviction and confidence. That your requests shall be answered. It is praying with conviction and confidence that your requests shall be answered. Say it in another way. It is praying from a victory point of view. A victory point of view. A victory point of view. You are not praying from a defeat point of view. You are praying from a victory point of view. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. He said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe. So, believe. There is no need to pray if you don't believe. Don't pray about anything if you don't believe it will be answered. Because it won't be answered. You know, there are so many people, for them prayer is more like guesswork. It's more like, let me try. Maybe God will answer. No. When you pray, believe. When you pray, If you don't believe, no need to pray. So it is praying from a victory vantage point. Praying fully well that your heavenly Father knows your need and is willing to meet them. Join Matthew chapter 6 verse 6 to 8 to Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for they are much speaking. These ones are just loquacious and talkative. But be not therefore like them. And this is the key. For your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. That is, God is aware of what you came to ask. Then why do we need to ask if we already knew what we needed? One, to confirm our dependence. Two, to confirm our helplessness without him. Three, to give him the pleasure of being requested from. Daddy, give me this, makes fathers happy. Hello. I'm sorry I rushed too fast there. He knows, so you are praying from the position, my Father knows what I am in need of. So I am not about to beg him to do what I'm about to ask. He knows it before I came. And he said, my God shall supply my needs according to his riches in glory, so he will do it for me. I announce to someone here today, something that is a concern in your heart now, before the next 24 hours, it shall become your testimony. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Something that was a concern before you came here tonight, before the next 24 hours, it shall become your testimony. Hallelujah. 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 That is what faith is all about. You ask him to confirm dependence on him. You ask him to confirm your helplessness without him. You ask him to give him the pleasure of being requested from. That pleasure. What does faith involve? Number five, faith involves praying from the position of spiritual responsibility. Praying from the position of spiritual responsibility. One of your strongest dimensions of faith is when you have done what God wants you to do and you are coming to ask him what he says you will do if you have done your part. For example, John chapter 15 verse 16. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. So you went out and brought forth fruit that remained. Then you came to him and said, Father, you said, if I bring forth fruit that remains, anything I ask of you, you will do. I am not asking for too much. I am asking for fresh fire. Am I communicating? Then you said, ye shall serve the Lord your God, Exodus 23:25, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Lord, I am serving you the best I know how. In soul winning, in kingdom service, in financial service, you say you will take sickness away from the middle of me. Take this hypertension away. Am I communicating? When you have discharged spiritual responsibility, you are connected to spiritual possibilities. You don't beg for possibilities if you are not lacking in responsibility. That is why it appears like some people are faster than others on this spiritual journey. No. They studied the scripture to know their role. So they played their role. And God is playing his role. I have not asked God for money for maybe 30 years. Lord, I need money. She's crazy. That is, I need money. You can ask my wife. We have been married for 28 years. Wherever we join hands together and say, Father, we need money. It's not a prayer point. I do what brings the money. I do with God what he expects me to do. I discharge my responsibility. And he ushers me into possibilities. Very, very simple. You are seated in a church where you are not under any trace of pressure financially. There are places where you'll be afraid of coming to church on Sunday because you don't know the next offering. If you don't bring, don't come. You are fully relaxed and at home. Whether you gave offering, nobody is aware. If you didn't give, nobody is aware. Even at many times, the pastor forgot to take offering. Then the church members will be reminding him. I'm sure you are aware of that. It's a new day for you. I announce to you today, anything you need to do for that prayer point of yours to be answered, God will reveal it to you. I think that is one of the best prayers somebody can pray right now. Anything you need to do for that particular prayer point to be answered, what is uppermost in your heart, whether it is spiritual fire, financial breakthrough, marital breakthrough, the breakthrough of fruit of the womb, whatever it is, that particular thing you need to do for God to answer that particular prayer in this season, it shall be revealed to you. I said it shall be revealed to you. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. Is somebody getting anything here tonight? It involves praying from the position of spiritual responsibility. Finally, for tonight, faith involves praising and praying. I'm praying and praising. It involves praising and praying. Praying and praising. What is the meaning of that? You praised before the prayer. You praised in the course of the prayer. You praised while waiting for the result. You praised when the result came. Did you see how it is? Why do you praise? You praise before the prayer. Before you make the request, you give thanks. In the course of making the request, you are thanking. After you have finished praying, you are thanking in an expectation of what is coming. When it has come, you are praising. Isn't it very sweet? Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and verse 7. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I don't know if it was the Message Bible or the Living Bible that says that don't worry about anything, but let thanksgiving shape your desires into prayer. Find that translation for me. Maybe the Message Bible or the Amplified Version of Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 6. Will you do that very sharp? I'm sure the ICT are having a little issue with their system. Very, very important. In John chapter 6 and in verse 11, before Jesus multiplied the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, he gave thanks. He gave thanks. John chapter 11, verse 41. At the tomb of Lazarus, he gave thanks. Father, I thank thee. Father, I thank thee. Why are you thanking God? Psalm 106, verse 12. You believe his word, then you sang his praise. Then believed they his word, and they sang. I am not about to struggle with God. All the things I will ever need, God has provided. So, Father, I thank you for the crusade in Cameroon. I thank you for the drastic things you are going to do. The witches that will suffer. And the wizards that will return back to hell. And the powers of darkness that will be buried. Father, I thank you. And I give you the praise. Be glorified, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And so now, I make demands on fresh fire, fresh power for that crusade. And then I pray, thank you, Lord, because you have heard. Thank you, Lord, because you have answered. Thank you, Lord. You started with worship. You stepped into supplication, branched back into worship. And the things are happening, and you are worshiping. Do you remember the night of the crutches? Can you show us that night of the crutches, the first night? Sorry, I'm asking you to show things when your system is not functioning well. That night, massive celebration that followed God's answer. Many people pray as if they are quarreling. Lord, why? Why? Am I the only one? See, the night of the crutches. Cameroon. And we started dancing and jubilating and rejoicing. That was last week, Thursday. Zambia shall see that this year. Amen. Shortly. Hallelujah. Lord, why? Why did you forget me? I have tried, though. You know I have tried. All this while I have been believing you. No. Let's start with thanksgiving. We worship you. We honor you. El Shaddai Adonai. And I give you all the glory. I praise and honor you. I praise and give you glory. I praise and honor you. After a while, the climate of your prayer is charged. So charged that when you release one word of prayer, it passes through principality limitations. It passes through dark clouds of witchcraft limitation and goes where the answers are needed. And something changes in your life. I announce to someone here, tonight is that night you've been waiting for. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest, amen. Lift your right hand, say tonight is my night. Say it louder, say tonight is my night. Stand on your feet with the loudest shout of praise, say tonight is my night. Tonight is my night. Remain standing on your feet. Take the time to understand and know the God you serve. Just know Him first. He's the foundation for faith. That's right. Take the time to go through Scripture and know who God is and what He did before. Don't rush into prayer. Most times you should assemble from Scripture what you believe is God's word concerning what you are asking. What is His will on this matter? Assemble it. I heard from God's servant Bishop Oyedepo, he said he writes down his prayer, the basis of it first. He will just write it down before he starts the prayer. Like calculation. Pray with conviction. If you are not sure it will be answered, don't pray. When you pray, believe. That was number four. And then, accept spiritual responsibility. Is there anything, Lord, you are expecting me to do to make this prayer to be answered? Show me. And then, be profuse in praise. Be profuse in appreciation. And God shall give us result. I want us to praise six prayer points within the next few minutes. Will you be able to do that? Lift up your hands, first of all, and let's thank the Lord for His word to us tonight. Let's appreciate Him. Let's honor Him. Let's adore Him. Let's appreciate Him. Let's honor Him. Let's adore Him. Let's magnify Him. El Shaddai, El Ayon, Rofekas, Mekadeh. We worship Him. Thank Him for the word you heard tonight. Appreciate Him for the word you heard tonight. Honor Him for the word you heard tonight. Glorify Him for the word you heard tonight. Lift up your hands everywhere and pray this prayer after me and say, Father,
Father,
I come before you today.
I come before you today.
I ask that you show me, who you are.
Show me
your reality, and your reliability.
Oh Lord,
that I may know you.
Reveal yourself to me.
Help me to know you. In this season, like never before. Reveal yourself to me.
Help me, Lord, to know you. In this season, like never before, reveal yourself to me. Reveal yourself. Reveal yourself. Your reliability, your reality, and your reliability, like never before. Reveal yourself like never before. In Jesus' precious name, open thou my eyes that I may see wondrous things out of thy law. Psalm 119 verse 18. Show me what I haven't seen before. Help my faith to explode by the revelation of your word. Open my eyes to see wonders from your word. Wonders that will explode my faith. Wonders that will usher me into the realm of wonders. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I ask that you'll give me, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you and your word. Open my eyes to see wondrous things out of your word in this season, to enter into the wonders of faith. Open my eyes to see wonders from your word. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Wonder. Open my eyes, Paradala. The spirit of wisdom and revelation is the knowledge of you. Open my eyes to see wonders from your world. In this season, to enter into the realm of the wonders of faith. Open my eyes to see wonders, Lord. Precious name. The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Father, open me up to the details of your will for my life. Out of your word, from the word and from the spirit, show me your will. Show me your will. Show me what you want. That's right. Something is already happening. Lift your voice and say, Father,
Father,
I make demands
demand
on the revelation
of your will
for my life.
The revelation
of
of your will from the Spirit.
Show me what you want.
So I can ask you what you want me to have.
I receive grace to access the revelation of your will for my life.
In Jesus' precious name, lift your hands and ask the Lord and say, Father,
Father,
I ask
for an impartation
tonight of the spirit
of faith
to pray. From a victory
position.
To pray with expectancy.
To pray
with confidence.
To pray.
To pray
without doubting.
To pray believingly.
Father,
I receive
the impartation
of that spirit
of faith
now.
Open your mouth and pray.
Point is very important. Father, show me that one thing you want me to do, that I'm yet to do, that will answer my prayers. That thing that will give me my answer, that will give me my result, that one thing you expect me to do, I don't know yet. Open my eyes to see. That responsibility I need to accept in order to see the possibilities I am trusting you for. Father, open me up.
It can happen in your dream of the night. It can happen in your vision. It can happen in your revelation. Somebody saw a revelation where God asked her to go on evangelism and become, and then I think they gave her the mop for cleaning of floor, and she saw that as a revelation to be in the sanctuary cleaners department. That was the breakthrough she needed to give her manifestation. Somebody to overnight tonight, your eyes will be open.
Lift your hands and say, Father,
show me
what to do.
What to do.
The responsibility,
to accept
in order to see
the possibility.
I expect.
Father,
show me
the responsibility
to accept
in order to see
the possibility.
I expect.
I receive it.
Open your mouth and pray.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, we give you the praise and the honor. We give you the adoration. The next one to go is the praise. But I want us to take two prayers and then we'll go to the praise. Isaiah chapter 54 verse 17. It says, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Whatever is working against me, scatter. Anything working against my expectation, working against my desire, working against the plan of God for my life, tonight I command you, scatter, scatter. Lift your voice and say after me, say,
Father,
tonight
I decree
that everything
that
is working
against my life,
against my destiny,
against my family,
against the church,
against this church,
against
Dunamis,
against our nation,
everything working
against my life,
every weapon,
every device,
every tongue
of judgment,
Every tongue
of confrontation,
of litigation,
of accusation,
of slander
against my life,
against my family,
against my destiny,
against the church,
against this church,
against
Dunamis,
against
Nigeria.
In the name of Jesus,
I command you,
we command you,
scatter,
scatter,
now!
Open your mouth and pray.
Everything working against me,
working against my life,
working against my destiny,
I command you,
in the name of Jesus,
scatter
by the fire of the Spirit,
scatter,
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 scatter.
Rada gaga 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 g
Everything working against my life. Everything working against my family. Everything working against my destiny. Scatter, 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 scatter. Working against tsunami. Every weapon, every device, every tongue of judgment, slander, litigation, accusation. In the name of Jesus, I condemn you. We condemn you. We command you to scatter, 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 scatter. Let us scatter. In the name of Jesus. Two more and then we pray. Psalm 124, verse 1 unto the end. Everybody will read it together. One, two, go. If it has not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it has not been the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they would have swallowed us up quick. When their wrath was kindled against us, then the waters would have overwhelmed us. The stream would have gone over our soul. Then the proud waters would have gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord, who has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as the bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken. We are escaped.
Hallelujah!
Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. Every trap set for me, catch fire. Every trap, every snare of hell, every trap, every snare of hell set for me, for my family, for my loved ones, for the church, for dynamis, for our nation, catch fire. Lift your hands by your voice and say after me, say in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Every trap,
every trap,
every snare,
every snare
from the pit of hell set for me, for my family,
for the church,
for dynamis,
for the nation,
every trap,
every trap,
every snare,
every snare
set for me,
set for us.
Today,
we decree,
all you trap,
all
you snare, catch fire,
fire,
now, pray. Catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. Every trap set for me. Every trap set for my life. Every trap set for me. Catch fire. 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 Precious name. Before we pray, Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Satan, concerning my life, the blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus rebuke you.
Amen.
I overcome you by the blood. Concerning my life, concerning my family, concerning my destiny, concerning the church, concerning this church, I overcome you. We overcome you by the blood of Jesus. Lift your voice and say, I say, Satan, in the name of Jesus, concerning my life,
concerning my family, concerning the church, concerning Dunamis Church, concerning our nation, the blood of Jesus is against you. Is against you. I overcome you. We overcome you by the blood of Jesus. Now, open your mouth and pray. I overcome you. We overcome you by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Jesus is against you, Satan. In Jesus' name. Regarding your health, regarding your life, and your longevity in the earth, the blood of Jesus overcame the devil. Regarding your supplies, your sustenance, regarding the fulfillment of your destiny, the blood of Jesus is against Satan. The devil. We are going to proceed in praise. Lift your hands. If you believe you are answered, lift your hands and thank him for the answer to every prayer we pray tonight. Lift your hands. Lift your hands and appreciate him. Honor him. Adore him. Worship him. Mahashadada. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Be thou glorified in Jesus' name. How many of you sense victory in your spirit and victory in the air? Under another 24 hours, you shall be here to testify. Under another 72 hours, you shall be here to testify. Can you give the Lord? When they win victory in Israel, they clap, they shout, they leap for joy. Can you give the Lord a clap, a shout, and a leap of joy? Give him a clap, a shout, and a leap of joy!
The Lord has answered our prayers, he has done it already.
You believe that God has answered your prayer. And you confirm it by your praise. You confirm it by your dance. Let's go.
I'm not afraid.
Are you okay with the key? All right, go on, go on.
Everything.
has heard the voice now.
My God has taken up David. He opens and none can shut. He has opened the door for me, and no bastard can shut that door. Jehovah has the key of David. He opens and none can shut. He has opened the door for me, and no bitterness can stop. He opens and none can shut. He has opened the door for me, and no jealousy can shut. My God has that key of David. He opens and none can shut. He has opened the door for me, and no human bad will can shut. I said the Lord has the key of David.
At your neighbor, say it was done from there. Say it happened from there. So here can't spoil it. Could have spoiled it. Look at your neighbor, say it happened from there. Not here. Here can't spoil it. And look at someone, say, I have not started self. God has the key of David. He opens and none can shut. He has opened that door for me, and no hatred can shut. The Lord said I should read, I should tell you, that is Revelation chapter 3 verse 8. That is for someone here tonight. And for this church as a whole, I know your works. Behold, I have set before you. Read it. And what?
An open door.
Read the balance.
And no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength.
For thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word. And you have not denied my name.
Hallelujah.
Hey!
Hallelujah.
Hey! Hear me, somebody, you are
are about to step into the biggest breakthrough of your life. The biggest anointing of your life. The biggest manifestation. The biggest breakthrough of your life. The biggest manifestation. The biggest explosion. The biggest intervention of your life. Lift your, that's right, it's happening. Lift your hands and begin to receive. I step in to this open door. No devil can shut it. I step in to this big manifestation. This explosive breakthrough of my life. No devil can shut it. No witch can shut it. No wizard can shut it. No power of darkness. I have stepped into my season of open doors. You are my right at your moment of open doors. It's your open door. It's your year of open doors. It's your open door. You have come to the open door. It's your open door. It's your year of open door. Open door. Open womb. Open destiny. Open nation. Open nation. Open doors. Open wounds. Open marital destiny. Open financial doors. Business doors. Open nations. Open nations. Open territories. Open territories. Open mantles. Open graces. It's your open door. It's your year of open door. Dunamis. Worldwide. It's your open door. You have come to your open door. It's your open door. Lift up your hands now. Something is dropping. Diverse things are dropping on people right now. I see some people are receiving keys. Some mantles. Some babies. Some wedding gowns and robes. Some of your travel documents. Financial mantles. Yeah, fresh oil. Fresh graces. Is your open door. Is your ear of open door. It's your open door. You have come to your open door. Get your hands high. At the count of three. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream, I receive. Hold the hand to yourself. When you say, I receive, I'll bring it to your head or whatever. And just receive what God has in store for you here now. That hypertension dies right now. That verdict of death dies right now. That verdict of no marriage disappears right now. That barrenness verdict cancels right now. That's the satanic spell. Praise right now. I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, receive. You scream, I receive. You receive your keys, to receive your mantles, to receive your healings, to receive your deliverances. Father, let it be. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I announce a release. I decree a release. I pronounce a release. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. I receive. Jesus. Get your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Blessed be your name. Something dropped upon you. And overnight tonight, drastic visions and revelations. Encounters in this season. What is yours shall enter your hands. I call it done. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. I want to give the opportunity to 5 people. You had an encounter or an experience in the course of the prayer, in the course of the service, maybe a deliverance, a healing, something, a visitation, and you wanted us to know. I'd like you to step forward here. Check yourself in case you came with an affliction, a problem, a challenge, and you can't find it anymore. 5 people. 1, 2.
It's my year of open doors. It's my open door. Lord, I've come to my open door. My open door. It's my year of open door. It's my open door. Lord, I've come to my open door. By the instrument of worship.
Second verse. Can you play the second verse of that song? Go ahead.
So she said she did a transaction in many, many, many zeros in the realms of the bees. And the money had been released, but the person that was meant to release the money to her has sat on it. In the midst of this service that she saw, a bunch of keys handed over to her.
Stop. Whatever belongs to you, wherever it is tied, they are released.
Sister Vera, as the word went forth, she saw a crown being placed on her head. As she was wearing the crown, she saw a door open and a bunch of keys was given to her.
Crown, open door, bunch of keys. How many of you want those 3? A crown of rulership, the door that was closed open, and then the key is in your hand.
By the instrument. Jesus. Before powerful doors can move, Lord, I come to you with worship. The post of my doors shall move.
By the instrument of worship, the post of all doors can move.
Lord, I come to you with worship.
The post of your doors must move.
Our sister said, in the midst of that ministration, God opened her eyes and she saw a shield of defense round about God's servant, like a protection. That was what she saw.
Amen.
Only person where one guy will go hug transformer.
Everyone here today, I declare your shield of protection, your shield of preservation. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue rising against you in judgment is condemned. God bless.
As I praise you in the midnight, the earth shall break suddenly.
The prison's foundation shall shake, and all doors shall be open. As I praise you in the midnight, that is an instruction for somebody tonight. The earth shall quake suddenly, and the prison's foundations shall shake, and all doors shall be open.
I think I hear this. Alright. Father, thank you for all the visitations and healings of the people. It's permanent in Jesus' name. As we step into the taking of the communion, just very, very quickly, we are in the resurrection season. Friday is Good Friday. We have early, will I seek you in the morning by 6 a.m. So we are translating it into a Good Friday special program. It's going to be a morning deal that starts exactly that same 6 a.m. Maximum 2 hours, 2.5 hours, titled, It Is Finished. The exact thing that Jesus said on the cross when he was crucified. Don't have the time for distribution of handbills now, but we'll do electronic handbills and go online. And just be there. Whatever you trust God to finish in this season, 6 a.m., 8:30, so you can go and have the whole day holiday and use the day to pray before we come for the resurrection Easter Sunday morning. Somebody say a loud amen. Lift up your right hand. Everywhere you are this night, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You heard the prayer and you want mercy from God, forgiveness for your sins. Pick your Bibles and your bags very quickly. Rush to the frontier and I shall pray for you. The same pastor, I heard the message, I saw the prayer, I felt the presence of God here tonight, and I want to be free from my sins. God bless you, sister. As you come with your Bibles, come with your bags, come with anything you came to church with. While they are coming, the communion officers will also take their position. I'll give you the count of 7 as you rush to the front quickly. 1.
Lord, I
2.
Give you my heart.
your chest, all of you in the front here. In case you need to be free from any form of addiction, negative lifestyle, also step forward here and let's pray for you. Pray after me, say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken and the grace to live for God be released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.